Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. Tonight we have a special guest joining us, the Invisible Man.
Hello. This is going to be my new look on the podcast.
Can't hear you.
Speak up.
I want to have this look, so if the days I'm not here, you just put this on a mannequin head and no one will know that I'm not here.
What?
Why are you not going to be here?
Because I don't want to be.
I'm actually concerned that you might start taking the microphones and just looting the equipment around here.
I had to shave and I don't.
Oh. Put the mask on.
We're back.
Okay, I apologize. Yeah. I didn't know we were keeping something under wraps. I wanted to make sure the audio was as crisp.
You sound like my grandma.
He really does.
When what? I had to go visit her, I went to give her a Christmas present wearing a mask. I can't hear you, Sean. It's like, I'm not taking my mask off.
Now, we can't say why Sean has shaved or why Garrett has shaved.
I shaved?
Or why I have shaved.
Or why I have shaved.
Yeah, we can't say.
We can't say.
Not talking about my face.
It could be for any reason.
My arms could be tired for all sorts of reasons.
Is this the video they shaved for? Is the new, is this why your arms were tired?
Isn't that funny? We heard that for I don't know how many years. Is this the skit, their arms got tired? We told a story on an old podcast that we did a skit and all of our arms hurt.
Which, for whatever reason, by spoiler alert, it was the flower skit.
Yeah, it was.
And I don't know why we were so, ooh, wait till they get a load of this skit.
Yeah.
We can't say, but when you see this, our wings were barking.
We couldn't tell people about the flower skit.
Yeah, and then it comes out, and nobody gave it. It was like, no, guys, it was the flower skit.
Yeah. After it came out, people were still searching, like, okay. Like it was going to be a big revelation. Like, okay, this new movie you're working on. So is this, you guys, your arms get tired in this? Like, is that part of the plot maybe? It's like, no.
You know, thinking about it.
The flower video we put out 6 months ago that.
I think the problem might be us. I think we might just be giant. Jesus.
What? Sure.
We were complaining so much about the flower skit.
My arms were really tired though.
They probably thought we did a skit where we were like bending steel and breaking through walls. And we had fun noodles above our head for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Blowing in the
wind.
A lot of times too,
our strategy with, I could say we had to learn over the years when to and not to apply our strategy of keeping mystery around things.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cause sometimes it's like cool. Like, oh, there's something coming and we'll put mystery around it and then it pays off. And then sometimes you do it for something like the flower video and it's like, so you guys are just like blowing around town and you fall down. Yeah. Okay.
The older I get, the more I think it's never cool. The air of mystery. I think when we were like 18 doing the air of mystery thing, we thought we were cool. And now I'm like, we're not this cool.
Yeah.
We're not cool enough to be this mystery. Who are we? Nobody gives a shit.
The mystique.
The level of mystery we have about our stuff.
But you know what? Lesson I learned from, I remember watching Behind the Music, Kid Rock.
This is going to be a good lesson.
And I remember him or somebody who knows Kid Rock, either way. Maybe it was Joe C. He said.
A well-learned lesson.
Yeah. That the reason why he was as big as he was is he acted like he was ish. So everyone believed it.
Oh,
so maybe there's something to be said.
I feel like you tell a version of that sentiment on every podcast in some different way.
Because faking confidence is the same.
I tell a Kid Rock story on every podcast.
We're starting to dismantle the Rocco MO.
You could use the allegory of Michael Jackson calling himself the king of pop. And then the rest of the world did it as well.
Yeah. No, I'm not calling myself the king of vids.
By the way, was that how Joe C got so big? You said Joe C said that.
No, he said that about his friend Kid Rock. Those were his last words before he passed.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is how Kid Rock became the greatest rock star of all time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Faking
it. His last name's Rock.
Faking it.
Yeah, you're right. He had to.
Have you seen him shoot a Chinese
microwave?
For crying
out loud, he's just a kid, and they still like him.
Let's talk about music. What was the last badass Kid Rock song that you heard that you can remember?
That one that is at every single karaoke bar that they play. Him and Sheryl Crow do a duet together.
Ugh. I don't
know. You know what I'm talking about?
And we were
smoking. Yeah, but I can't remember what it was.
Things.
Yeah, I can't remember how it goes either, but it's like, it's garbage.
Wait, I said badass.
That doesn't.
But
that
can't remember it, and it's garbage.
Oh, badass. Yeah. Oh, he said ass bad. Sorry.
Oh. All right.
Well, I think it was American Badass.
That's probably the most badass song out there. Yeah.
Dude, I just now, I think to be real, nothing tops Ba with the Ba.
I agree.
And then in parentheses, the rest of the title: "Da Bang, Da Bang, Biggie Diggy Diggy said the boogie to the jump."
I don't even like that. I don't even like that song as a joke.
Yeah, you know, that was one that when it came out, I was tired of real quick.
No, the name bothered me.
Yeah.
No, you know what? When Bawa Daba came out for the first time, I remember being like, what is going to happen? And then he comes out with flames behind him and says his name. Fuck yeah.
Dude, and it starts to fade in from far away.
Yeah.
With the Ba, da bang, da bang, dig it. And dude, I start to tingle. Still to this day, when Ba with the Ba comes on, I start to percolate, dude. And Sean's right. When he announces his name, my name is Kid Rock, and then it explodes.
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm like, there. That song rules. I'm sorry. Sorry to commandeer the podcast.
I was never into wrestling, but that is how you make an entrance, right? That's like a wrestler's entrance where like it comes up and then the wrestler stands there and goes like this with their hair and then flames. Like that's what they do.
We're not going to make this a wrestling podcast, but I will say if at WrestleMania 21, out of nowhere, Ba with the Ba starts playing and Kid Rock comes out.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for Kid Rock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Regardless of anything I thought about Kid Rock up until that point. All transgressions forgiven.
Well, let me just say, and I'm being dead serious when I say this.
Yeah.
The greatest Kid Rock moment ever. I know this show fizzled into into obscurity, ended with the biggest whimper I've ever seen a TV show go out on. But man, the opening of the show Silicon Valley was so good.
Yep.
Where he's doing a Kid Rock concert and it cuts to four people watching him and he goes, fuck these people.
I remember I watched that with my dad when it debuted, and I was 5 minutes in, and I like had to, I thought of you, Rocco.
Yeah,
specifically, I thought I came in the next day, and I said, "Watch that episode, and you will know whether you like it or not."
Yeah, you were like, "Can you at least watch the first 5 minutes?" I don't know. I don't care if you watch the right. Can you at least watch the first?
You
five
should
minutes?
Both like, okay. me and Rocco.
Yeah,
and then we saw that intro. I'm like, I'm watching the show, and we did. We watched the entire show.
You guys watched it longer than I did.
We did.
Yeah,
I saw season one.
Yeah, I stuck it with two. It until the end. What was it? Six seasons.
It was?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I have never seen a show not need six seasons more than Silicon Valley. After season two, arguably three, that statement was made.
Yeah.
It was like, oh man, they made an app. And then it went, I think Mike Judge left after three or four. And so you can imagine how that show
was
at that point.
Yeah, I never watched the last season. I was just once the season finale of season five, I was like, I'm done with this.
How do you feel about a show going on after the creator leaves?
Yay
or nay?
Most of the time, nay, but sometimes you can pull it out. I think we're talking about the Wonder Years.
Wonder Years is a weird anomaly. I don't know if you knew this, Derek. I was just talking with them about this.
I don't know who made the Wonder Years. Kevin Arnold?
Yeah.
Yeah, too.
Based on his own life.
That show had its own co-creators. And after the first season, which is not only like eight episodes
It's six episodes.
That first season is, I'm not saying it's bad, but it's especially mopey.
Huh.
And
okay.
those creators got into huge arguments over the future of the show and left. And their message was like, well, that's the end of that show. Wonder Years is over. We're done with it. Good luck. And the best episodes of that show follow that first season. I mean, like, it is only better after those guys left.
Yeah.
That is the only one I can think of where the creators left and it got better. I can't think of any other example.
Yeah, I can't either.
Idea Usually for a TV show.
What's
the
that?
Wonder Years 2.
Mm.
I thought they already
And it takes place. It features a kid who grows up watching the Wonder Years on TV.
Oh. That could be me.
That's it.
Yeah.
90s show. 90s kids.
Oh, that's it. It doesn't like have like current Marilyn Manson, you know, like grown up Paul. And it's like that a whole backstory.
Oh, yeah, he could be the dad.
Yeah, it like reveals that he's, you know.
Not only is he in it, yes.
Yeah.
But there's an episode where they catch the kid listening to Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah.
And, and that guy has to talk to his son about it.
Yeah. It'll be meta.
Like, hey, this music is scary. This guy.
Nothing Interscope.
He says some stuff, dude. And,
can't get behind his label,
Satan?
Son.
I don't know what this is about.
Son, I want you to keep your ribs no matter what anyone tells you.
Son,
stay away from the surgery.
This is Wonder. We're living in the Wonder Years. You're listening to this guy sucking his own dick, eating his own shit.
Beautiful people. Son.
Son.
Marilyn Manson rules.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool dude.
I never really listened to Marilyn Manson. I always wanted to like get into it.
I did.
Yeah, same
I
here.
I did is in it, like seventh grade.
Is it too late or is it still like, are no, there dude. Still like cool Marilyn Manson albums?
No.
Not really, but.
He doesn't have like one good one that's still a band.
I mean, yeah, one, I guess. Like him. I like him. There's some albums and some songs I really like, but they're not cool.
You know, like, I was a Weezer fan, and if you're like, I never listened to Weezer, I want to get into him now in 2021, I'll tell you what Weezer album to listen to. And sure. I'm not going to say, like, the greatest band on earth, but this is the one to listen to. Yeah. Still kind of holds up.
I think Antichrist Superstar would be the
Green
one.
Album.
That was where he peaked for me, yeah. But, you know, everyone got into him with the Sweet Dreams cover.
Yeah.
So I would go Smells. I would start Superstar, with Smells Like Children, yeah. Derek.
So I'm going to write this down. Antichrist the name of the Superstar. Album. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know.
You're I going mean, with Sean's recommendation.
I swear to God, and Kevin brought this up recently.
Can he not
his product, but I would listen to Marilyn Manson and eat Raven's Revenge candy, and have like a black tongue. I think that I was cool.
No, that's fucking God.
That's what I did.
Can we have a session where we do that together now as grown-ups?
You got it, Kevin. Out of nowhere, I mentioned Raven's Revenge, and it like since memory like brought it all back. Like, I totally forgot about that candy that I bought at Hot Topic for the record.
That's the only place I could find it.
And it would stain your mouth. If those of you don't know, it was like this like test tube thing that would just stain your mouth a color, and I always got the black one, and it wasn't very good, but your mouth was black. I don't know.
Old black mouth.
Spooky. It was cool. So yeah, imagine how cool I was.
A girl I dated in high school wouldn't go into Hot Topic. Like we went there, and she was like, I won't go in.
Oh, whoa, damn!
It was like the threshold of a house with a vampire. It was a like house. She's like, I can't go in here.
Well, back then, the entrance was scary.
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of and it was all like Marilyn Manson kind of shit. They definitely had a gothy era, I guess, but like I was there, I was like picking up a Dragon Ball Z shirt.
You may not know the answer, but serious question. Yeah. How would she feel about going into Spencer Gifts?
Ooh.
I don't know. I can't tell you.
I used to go
because I always thought Hot Topic was this, oh, scary, oh, got stuff. Oh, Spencer Gifts, haha, funny. Wow, lava lamps. And then you go in.
Worse.
Sex toys and bongs all over the back half of the store that you can't see from the front of the store.
Yeah. We used to, I don't know why, but I remember going to the mall to go shopping with my family, and we just go to all these stores, and Spencer Gifts was always one of the stores we go to, and I'd always go to the back and find the posters, because there was like posters of the girls like in the smallest bikinis ever.
Yeah.
Legitimately, I'm going to get nostalgic when I really think about being in Spencer Gifts in the 90s. I almost tear up. It was like such a special store in the mall.
I get practical jokes and stuff there.
What?
I get like practical jokes or like the hand buzzers.
Yeah, like the fake poop and stuff.
Yeah, it felt like a store that it was okay for me to go into, but my parents didn't know that it was actually not okay for me to go into, and I knew it.
Yeah.
And it was such a, they would be like, go into Spencer Gifts, we're going to go somewhere else. And I'm like, I love Spencer Gifts.
Huh. One of my favorite comedians, Gary Goldman, has a like exactly this Spencer's Gifts joke. And it's like, where can I find Sesame Street stuff and a butt plug at Spencer's Gifts? It's like, why is it all there? Like, it's so weird.
See, that's funny. I was never a Spencer Gifts guy. That wasn't my thing. I wanted like video game and movie stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
for
me, Suncoast was like,
I love that.
I just
love
wanted Suncoast. To be there. Yeah. Of course, you know, there's always GameStop and there was whatever, but they had video games in a few different places. But Suncoast was its own
Let me break it down. 15-year-old me at the mall, I'm going to Suncoast Video.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to EB Games.
Planet X.
Electronic Boutique, GameStop, whatever it turned into. Yeah, yeah. Planet X.
Yeah, at one point it was called Planet X. Yeah, what
great
the hell?
Name.
I'm going to Cinnabon and Sbarro Pizza.
Yeah.
I'm going to Spencer Gifts.
Hot Topic.
I might walk by Hot Topic. Did you
ever go to a store called Euphoria?
I was
I
went to Euphoria.
Euphoria or Euphoria 2?
Because Euphoria had like South Park stuff. Yeah.
I never went to Euphoria, but I'll date myself. I'm the old guy. Even when I was way too old to be doing this, KB Toys. Just got to pop in there. Just got to see what's
doing.
See what's doing in the figure aisle.
But you know what I do have to say about KB Toys? I always see a lot of nostalgia for them. Like, oh, remember the good old days? KB Toys. Oh, and then every now and then you'll see an article, KB Toys might be coming back. Oh, it's coming back.
Yeah.
How quickly people forget. KB Toys was always the most expensive.
By $1 million.
Yeah, because it was considered, it was almost like a convenience thing. Like, hey, they're in the mall, so you'll pay a little bit more, you know, instead of driving to a toy store, you know, or Toys R Us. But I loved going there. That doesn't change the fact that I loved going
there. If KB Toys came back, this is why we don't need KB Toys. It would be exactly like GameStop.
Yeah.
With three extra aisles in the back of the store, that is the Walmart toy section.
Yeah,
that would be KB Toys today.
Yep,
I remember going to KB Toys to get my original Nintendo and buy games there, and they had every Nintendo game like hung up on the wall behind the counter.
Yeah.
But it was one of those like half, octagonal, whatever, you know, stop sign, geometric counters, very much like what they have at GameStop sometimes. I don't know. I feel like the closest thing to KB Toys. Is GameStop.
You know that that was my first retail job was KB Toys?
Really? Yeah, I think you mentioned
the mall
that.
Yeah, you had to sell batteries to everybody.
Oh, I hated it. Yeah, always upselling batteries.
That's why I guarantee I've met you before I met you.
Oh, sure.
I guarantee.
You came into our local mall and asked to see a video game behind that glass. Yeah. It was fun. I can't imagine it'd be better or worse than working at GameStop.
All I remember was kids would come in and just like destroy the store and take everything off the shelves.
Yeah.
So that must have been your job to put this stuff back on the shelf.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like a terrible job.
Well, and that's what I want to say was, even though, you know, I had some beef as a kid with KBs because every time I wanted something, it was like $2 more there. Mm. And, but I loved going there. And I will say, It really is. If you could go there today, the one thing, Derek, I think you're totally right about what it would be if it came back. But the one thing that it was different, and I think you would be stunned if you could time travel back to one. If you remember how cavernous KB Toys were, those aisles were packed with so many action figures of things that it almost blotted out the light above it. Like seriously, like stuff piled all the way up. And that's one thing, like Walmart or Target or whatever, they still have toy aisles with a bunch of stuff, but they're not quite as stocked as they used to be. And, you know, their trends are different. Like, it used to be the only thing a kid would ever want is an action figure or a toy. You know what I mean? And now there's options. There's video games, there's tablets, there's this, there's that, you know, whatever. But those aisles were so packed with stuff.
Walmart or Target might have like 5 or 6 aisles of toys.
Yeah.
KB had 3. If I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Ours did, yeah. It was girls, boys, and then stuffed
animals.
And
then it went way the fuck back where it all kind of like, they all connected on the other side too. So those aisles were like twice as stocked.
There would be old shit. I found like ancient toys from the 80s that would just be hidden and
they'd
under
still
a shelf.
Be there.
And it's like, no one's going to buy it, but we can't zero it out of the computer. Stack it up. It was always stack shit to the ceiling.
Oh,
block out the sun.
I feel like 20 years of my life, I could find the Hoth Rebel Trooper from Star Wars, no matter what year it came out. That was still in ready supply any time of my life. I remember finding, Derek, you brought up Coneheads a couple months ago, and I remember going to a KB's and finding Coneheads stuff years after that movie came out. Like, they still have
Coneheads
this. Like,
is so good.
Where did this come from? But it really is interesting, you know, like I said, if you go to Target now, they'll have Star Wars action figures, and they will at Walmart too. And they might have a good amount of them, but they might also be out sometimes. And it really is trippy sometimes looking at pictures of Toys R Us or KB's or wherever in the 90s, how it would be like a 8 figures deep wall, like a wall of the, you know what I mean? Like just absolutely thick with those. They don't stock them like that like they used to, and it probably makes no sense.
Yeah,
to
earthquake hazard. You can't kill kids.
But also, like, why make that many to just sit there? You know, I'm sure that they that was probably a mistake to do that back then. But,
you know, speaking of toys from the 80s, the only place that's kind of like that now here in San Diego are the comic book stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where you see, like, wow, Spawn the movie action figures.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe, He-Man, and they're unopened and they're just on the wall.
Yeah.
Like, you could pick them up and take them up to the counter and buy them.
Yeah.
And like, all of those stores in San Diego closed this year because of COVID.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah. Comic book stores got rocked. Everybody talks about music venues and restaurants.
I haven't even thought about this.
Nobody talks about how the comic book industry got rocked because nobody was going to comic book stores to begin with.
Damn.
Yeah, and then COVID happened, and now they're just all out of business.
Well, I know, Derek, I know that at the beginning of all this, like, we're talking like back in March last year, I remember Diamond Distribution, who is like the major lifeline of all these comic stores. They order from them. I remember even they, like, as soon as everything shut down, they went, yeah, we might be gone. That might be it. I think that's it. I think, I don't remember if they actually did shut down.
Garrett, I think they did. It was Marvel and DC had all their eggs in the Diamond basket.
Yeah.
And Diamond could not keep up with distribution because of the vaccine.
I just remember people saying, like, well, that shows you what a thin line that whole industry was on. That comics, the moment something bad happened, that's it.
As far as I know, and we have fans out there who are in the comic book industry who are killing it. So correct me if I'm wrong. There's not a lot of money to be made. There's not a lot of millionaires being made in the comic book industry. I feel like it's a labor of love.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of skate by paying your bills, but you know, you're an artist and you get to tell these stories and you get to do crazy stuff, you know, because there's less money involved.
Yeah.
Crazier ideas get greenlit. So there's amazing, cool comics out there, but yeah, it's kind of like on thin ice.
With the comic book store stuff too, like, I know that, like, so Beckett has gotten so far into DC Comics that, like, he's mentioned things like, I've never even heard of what you're talking about. Like, I don't know what any of this stuff is, but he's, like, way in. Mm-hmm. But, like, I was looking into it, and I guess there's, like, a DC Universe app where all the comics are just on this app, so you can just read them at any time.
Yep.
Which I thought, like, that's cool. Maybe I should get that for him. I don't know. Whatever. But then I thought, like, yo, comic book stores must fucking hate this. Like, who needs to go to a comic book store anymore? Now I have everything at my fingertips. Like, that sucks for comics and stuff or whatever.
Last couple of years of going to my local comic book store, the front wall has turned into a bigger and bigger Funko Pop display.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with GameStops. It's like, it's turned into the big toy store that kind of went away when Toys R Us went out of business.
The only thing, the saving grace, and what's actually cool about it is comics is an art form.
Yeah.
So it'll never fully go away. So as
there'll
this
be
stuff,
demand for it.
You know, 2020 will go down in history as producing some of the rarest comics of all time because everything was closed and everybody was worried about other stuff. Yeah. Only the diehard comic fans kept on collecting during the pandemic.
I've still been picking up my books. My place is still in business, thankfully.
It's basically a good era for collectors, but a bad era for the business
the
side
industry
of it.
Yeah. I've heard from, there's someone I know with some inner workings on things with Disney and their comics, you know, cause they own Marvel at this point. They own Marvel and Star Wars, and there are a ton of Star Wars comics.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah.
But I've even heard, I heard kind of like behind the scenes, those don't make it. Like, Disney does not, they barely make anything on those comics. You know what I mean? Like, they've got way bigger fish to fry. And so that's like not something they even look at as like, oh yeah, that's a moneymaker. What I've heard is they keep it alive because it's like really good word of, like, it's
the fan base.
It's a loss leader. It's Marvel fans, they'll be talking about this. They'll be talking about that. It's almost like promotion. You know what I mean? Like, by putting this out, we feed a really rabid fan base,
and
you know, they look at it as like just a net positive in that way. Versus,
I would agree that Marvel fans think comics are important.
Yeah,
yeah,
I would wager they'd be mad
probably.
If the comics went away.
But
also, Disney probably doesn't make a lot of money on comics. Comics aren't that crazy expensive to make because you're just printing stuff
on
paper.
Is cheap, right?
And every once in a while, you get this collector's item. So I think it was a Marvel 80th anniversary edition. They did something like 25 different covers for this, but there was one that you could only get at the Disney convention, the D23. Yeah. within a week, the week it was released, that thing was going for $200.
Yeah.
And it was a $10 magazine, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of what they have at their fingertips, what they can create collector-wise.
What was on the cover of that one?
I think it was Mickey Mouse presenting a birthday cake to the Marvel characters.
Oh, yeah. There was something. I thought we talked about that a long time ago where I almost, I had it. And yeah. I was like, nah, I don't need that. And then I found out later, it was like, oh, that was
every cover had ton. Some different iconic thing from Marvel. But yeah. Since Disney owns Marvel, there was only one where they put Mickey Mouse on the cover. And that was the one at D23. Mm.
And that was arguably the hardest one to get, probably.
That's the one everybody wants.
See, I would have made that a whole comic story where all the Marvel characters have to kill Mickey. Like, hey, I own you guys now. And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, they pull a kind of meta Twin Peaks kind of thing. And it's like, they got to fight him.
Make their own
and
destiny.
They don't know what their relationship to him is, but he's unbeatable. Even, like, Thanos joins in, like, yo, this I can't kill this bitch. Like, it's not happening. You know, hey, what do you do?
Speaking Steamboat of War. Comics
yeah,
and stuff like that. Maybe you guys can help me because I try watching WandaVision.
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna be able to help you.
I turned it on and I'm like, yeah, I haven't really watched any of these movies, but I'll watch. I love The Mandalorian. I'll give this a shot. Mm. I don't know what the fuck is happening at all, and so I'm like, is this like supposed to be confusing? Because I get it's like a 50s TV show, but what? I don't.
You don't know anything yet.
So I'm not supposed to know.
No,
I don't know. I am scared.
No one knows anything.
Okay,
it's a cute 50s sitcom.
Yeah,
but I really liked it. To be honest, I felt like it was a sitcom by David Lynch.
Sure,
like it's like they filmed it like a cute 50s sitcom.
Yeah,
right.
But there's clearly like something wrong.
Okay,
but we don't know anything beyond. Okay,
then I'm fine with it. I wasn't hating it, but I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to know, and I don't get anything.
So and hey,
that's
I think,
supposed to be.
I think that will hold the show back because, or I don't know how to word that. Like, I know a lot of people saying the same thing as you, Sean, where they're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to know going into this, or I don't know if I'm missing something, or I don't know. And it's like, no, you actually don't. Like, all you need to know is what you're watching. Like, but I think Marvel has. The Marvel movies and how they're so interconnected and all that stuff. It's kind of perpetuated this culture of like, okay, what is this connected to? What do I need to watch first? What do I need to
right? Which is like, did I miss something about her? I don't know.
But I don't. I mean, you would know these characters because they've been in other stuff. You'd know them, but there isn't something going on that's like inherently like, oh, you should have watched this.
Well, I'm fine with like a sci-fi type show.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. Yeah. Whatever.
Do you know what happened to these characters in like Endgame or Infinity War? Or
I know nothing.
Oh, okay.
I think I walked in the living room once and some guy was snapped away, but I don't know if that's true or not. That could not have been.
I think it was more than one guy.
I think you mean sucked away. Like they, yeah.
I don't know. He turned it in ashes to ashes or something.
That's what he says. And dust to dust.
But I actually. Something that I liked about it, though, Sean, I will say is I thought it was cute and fun. Like, I thought it was just like a neat whatever. But I give them credit that they're letting this play out because I already know people who are like, just get to whatever this is about. Just get to. And I think most shows would have done that. Like, they would have done this concept for the first half of the first episode. And then like, here's what's really going on. And I actually give them credit that. We've seen two episodes and we're still, you know what I mean? Like they kind of like whatever this weird concept is, they're sticking to it as opposed to just rushing through to the point.
Right.
Yeah. They've
you
only
know
given
what I mean?
You glimpses.
Yeah.
They've given you maybe like two glimpses an episode of
Yeah. They're
going
actually
on.
Like building a mystery rather than going like, ha, psych, here's what's happening. You know, I actually thought that was kind of cool.
Is this called WandaVision?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this the thing with the red faced man?
Yeah. That's Vision.
Yes.
I saw that getting posted all over. The internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then independently, I saw people just posting, I've been watching WandaVision. And I thought Wanda Sykes had a new TV show.
Yeah.
And I was avoiding anything to do with WandaVision. Because I was like, why does everybody care about Wanda Sykes?
She's funny.
I will look this up.
Look it up.
Now that I know Wanda Sykes is not involved.
Not yet. She could show up later.
Oh, no.
She could be the
Wait,
villain.
Do we know why it's called WandaVision?
Yes.
Okay, good. So it's not Wanda Sykes. Yes.
Yeah. There's a different. There's another Wanda.
There have been a lot of comedic actors showing up in it. So maybe
kind of like with the Mandalorian, really.
Nothing against Wanda Sykes. But if she's in something called WandaVision.
She's not my favorite comedian.
It's like when Snoop Dogg had Snoop Vizzle Televizzle, or what was it called?
Doggy Fizzle Televizzle.
Yeah, where it's like something TV or something. Yeah, it's always like, you took the whole TV?
That was like 15 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I saw a thing on Twitter that said Trogdor the Burninator is 18 years old.
Wow.
Strong Bad. Home Star Runner, 18 years old.
And now Flash is dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They killed Flash in December.
It lived to be 18 and...
But you know what? It was already useless and dead because in 2007, they asked Steve Jobs, why doesn't the iPhone have Flash? Because it was, you know, that was a big part of the internet.
Sure.
But and the internet was fully on the iPhone. It was like, right. Whoa, you can get the internet, but why no Flash? And Steve Jobs said, Flash is dead. He said it in 2007.
He predicted it.
So, you know what? In my mind, it was already gone.
So, can you not play Flash stuff anymore?
They're not officially supporting it in any programs anymore.
So, if I play a Flash video on Google, it won't run?
They'll fine you. No, I mean, any updated program probably won't play it, but dang. I'm sure there's something. I mean,
what old...
about all my Flash cartoons?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even think
dead.
About that.
Newgrounds, man.
Shit.
Gone. We're stick figure.
We should have converted, Derek, we should have converted your Smash Brothers mod into HTML5.
Damn, dude. Yeah, I made a Remember? Fully functional Smash Brothers Flash game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Forums. You can't even play it anymore. Yeah.
Wasn't it
you
Donkey
could,
Kong
You could play
Link
or Donkey Kong, either one. It was awesome.
That game made me laugh so hard I was crying. Yep. When Derek made this Flash game. I feel like it used to be on our website.
Yeah, maybe.
It probably was.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You can't play it.
I know I do somewhere. But it was just pick a fighter. And you'd pick like, okay, Donkey Kong. And you would just see...
Well, allow me.
Yeah.
It was very crude animations of Donkey Kong and Link. Yep. And then just buttons. I mean, this is so stupid. And then you just click a button and they gruesomely kill one and it resets.
That's it. In That's one it. Second. Blah, dead.
But I think it had like the greatest like animated opening. Bah, Smash Brothers. Donkey Kong. Link. Who do you choose? Bah, Smash Brothers.
It was so funny.
That's my
style. And what was great is Link would just come out and stab him and that's it. But then what killed me was Donkey Kong would split into three Donkey Kongs and kill him.
Oh, yeah. Triforce technique.
Triform technique.
Triform, because I was so into DBZ.
Yeah.
It would remember, model after
Tien. Would do the Triform technique or whoever.
I made Donkey Kong Holy like shit. Tien.
Yeah.
I wrote, by the way, I used to be a creative person, and I used to be funny.
Yeah.
And when we were doing what Mega happened? 64 in high school, before we knew what Mega 64 was going to be, I wrote a fucking movie.
Yeah.
What was it called?
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Saving Private Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
And it was a holy fucking shit. I wish I could find this script. It was
a parody of
Saving Private Ryan, the D-Day invasion scene.
Yeah.
But all the characters were Nintendo characters.
Oh, of course.
From Smash Brothers. And it was so fucking funny. Because they work as a platoon trying to just work their way up this beach, I presume against Nazis, whatever. I don't know who the enemies were. And they just keep dying gruesomely, but their morale is so big. So it's like, oh, fuck, dude. Donkey Kong got his fucking brains blown out. Yoshi, it's all on you. Go. And then Yoshi goes and fucking like swallows a grenade and blows up. Fuck, dude, who the fuck is that? Link, we need you. And then Link goes out with his sword, but he gets like blowtorched to death. It was so high school bullshit.
Yeah.
It was a work of art. It was like a fucking gory video game symphony.
Yeah.
I just remember this thing existed. Anyways, I wrote that for Mega 64 thinking that might be something we would film.
Yeah. Like we had a million ideas of just like shorts.
Yeah. And I wrote another script. These were all written on like note paper of like Sonic the Hedgehog. Working in an old folks' home.
Yeah.
I don't remember this one.
That sounds like a skit.
Saving Private Ryan, I definitely remember.
It was so stupid. It was basically old folks move really slow, but Sonic moves really fast.
Oh, classic.
I wish,
Derek, I remember we had another one that was like, it was Fight Club, but it was Punch Out or something. Like, it was equally like cringy.
It was like Fight Club, but it was Midnight Club.
That was a different one. There were two.
Well, Well, I remember, yeah, we wrote this one about Midnight Club, but it was kind of like a secret club,
yeah,
you know, but the guy kept missing it.
Yes. No,
he was
that
like,
one...
no, it's Midnight Club. You're yeah. late. It's like 12:05. They left.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's funny you mentioned you wish you could find the script for Saving Private Smash Brothers. If it ever had anything to do with Mega 64, I cataloged it and organized it.
Wow.
And I'm 99% sure it's in my office.
Well,
right
if
now.
You Shut have up. It, you can bring it out and we can do a live table reading yes. of it on next week's show.
Yeah, I'll look through my stuff okay. and see.
We can assign a role to everybody here and we can yeah. read Saving Private Smash Brothers.
That'd be great.
I'm like 80% sure I know where it is. But
no way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have like all our version one scripts and other stuff like in one spot. Like anything from that time is, yeah.
The
I'm pack rat with this stuff. Like I don't play around.
You can
around.
See me at my peak. You ever feel like you peaked creatively in high school? Anybody out there feel that way?
No.
No.
Damn.
The road's far.
That's when I
peaked
when I
being cool back when I was in Marilyn Manson. That's when I was
I peaked
coolest.
I peaked maturity back then, but not creatively.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I remember I had a cassette tape back to Marilyn Manson. When yeah. I had a cassette tape that I would listen to, and one side was Marilyn Manson, the other side was Weird Al.
Yeah.
Depending on my mood.
Ooh.
So I remember like
the yin and yang of Sean.
I remember like having like these like remember the alien sunglasses?
Yes.
I had like those and like my hair was long and I wore this corduroy jacket. And I remember staying at my like uncle's house at barbecue, just like no one gets me. Yeah. No one fucking gets me. And then my uncle came up to me and was like, wait, listen to Sean. He grabbed it. And I remember like, oh, no, because it was the Weird Al side, which wasn't cool. And it was like, you put it on. It's like, living in the fridge. It's like, oh, fuck. I don't look cool. But no one gets me, though.
They couldn't get you. You're a tortured soul.
Yeah.
Living in the fridge. That's a good one.
Yeah. So there you go.
I think we saw him do that when we saw him live, maybe? I don't remember. There's a really funny gag. He never did a full music. We're on Weird Al talk now. He never did a full music video for Living in the Fridge, but he did like a segment of one for his Weird Al show that he had on CBS. Like they would flip through the channels and see different stuff. And he did like a piece of a music video for that song. And do you remember there was an Aerosmith video? Was it Living on the Edge? Was it that song?
It was
where
that
he
song.
Was like naked? Do you remember he's like in the
Steven
shadows?
Tyler is naked?
But he puts his he has his hands over his crotch. Do you remember?
Just something? Like black and white.
Yeah, something like that. And it's zooming like, out little by little by little. And it's like, oh man, Steven Tyler's naked. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I don't, but.
Well, anyway, Weird Al does that. And it's just Weird Al. There's something weird in the fridge today. And it's zooming out more and more and more. And then he's just doing it over the ugliest boxers. Like he just has his hand. Like he's just like like hiding up. Like it was pretty good. And then he did a fire starter thing too.
Sounds amazing.
Prodigy.
Yeah. Love Prodigy. Anyways, you know.
Big fire starter fan, yeah.
We have fun here.
Where's Weird Al now? I mean, I know he's not doing albums anymore, but is he still doing
he was doing a lot of acting.
Music videos.
Yeah. Why did he stop albums? Like he
had a 32-year contract. Well, I don't know if it was that
what?
Long.
Is
it
that
was
real?
So,
oh,
it
joking.
Was for so many albums, and it took 32 years to fulfill it.
Yeah, but he did that last album, and it was like his biggest hit,
yeah.
I think. And then like the world embraced him.
Yeah.
And now he's like, that was my last album. Well, like, you won a Grammy.
I kind of heard like it's better to go out on top.
Sure.
So that was his album that like hit number one or whatever. But then some stuff about like in the modern realm of music, maybe it's better just to release stuff online and. You know, why put out a full album?
Yeah, but he hasn't done that either.
That's
so.
What I'm saying. Like, where is he? Maybe you're not doing albums, but...
Yeah, he said when he did his last album, he said that doing albums were a huge pain in the ass. Like, there were so many things he would have to clear and do that by the time the album would come out, the parodies were, like, not relevant. You know, it's like, oh, that song came out, like, a year ago, you know?
Yeah.
So he said, like, I'll definitely do singles. Like you'll hear from me again and I'll do a single. But the only thing he's put out is he did like a Hamilton medley like a couple years ago, and that's it. So I was just like, okay, if you're gonna do a single, where is it? I don't
making fun of Hamilton, bro. That ain't cool.
It wasn't it was just fruit. You know, he does his like polka medley.
Oh, yeah,
like, he did it for all the songs in that.
Yeah, so he just covered them. It was a cover.
I love Weird Al. If I went to another dimension where the polka medleys never existed, I would be okay.
Really?
You know, I used to be that way, Derek. I don't know, I'm just asking. 100% of the time, skip them.
Yeah.
Always skip them. And yeah. Now that I'm older, I appreciate them a lot more.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
Truth be told, I haven't listened to a Weird Al album in many years.
Listen to like the 90s polka one or whatever he did. And it's like, you know what?
Is it because those songs are nostalgic to you?
Yes. And also because like...
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, also because like I didn't really know the songs then. Like they were just like a song maybe I hadn't really heard of.
Yeah, and it's like, well, this isn't that funny. Like, what are these?
Yeah, but now I know the song very well. And it's like, oh, he's doing this song. Oh, okay, I get it. You know,
Garrett, what's your take?
I always kind of looked at Weird Al as like, I'd appreciate this on the radio, but I'm not buying this album. Because with most comedy CDs, yeah, I'd get it, listen to it once, and then it's like, all right, that's on the shelf. I never take it back down. I don't think I've ever paid for a Weird Al concert. I think I've been to the fair.
The fair, that's where I saw him too.
He was playing always, so it was like, okay, let's check out Weird Al.
I saw him a couple times at the fair. Yeah, to be real about my own CD collection, I had Bad Hair Day, and that was about it.
Mm.
And then I heard some stuff on like Napster. But for comedy albums, I had to go with, you know, The Sandman.
Yeah, I had Adam Sandman Sandler. Too. Yeah.
I had like 5 of those comedy albums. I wish I got more into Jerky Boys. I think, well, maybe I would like that now. I'm not sure. That's something I never touched as a kid, but was always like vaguely aware of.
Oh, yeah. They're all online.
I feel like that's more your style, Garrett, of comedy CDs.
Yeah, I love the actual like stand-up CDs that I had. Like, I was obsessed with Dennis Leary when I was that age. So I had all the No Cure for Cancer and all his like stand-up specials. And then the stuff that we would get on Kazaa and Napster, it was always usually like labeled wrong. Mm-hmm. But that's where we found like Brandon DiCamillo's prank, all the CKY prank calls, the Longmont Potion Castle prank calls, even the Jerky Boys stuff that would be like mislabeled as CKY stuff. That's where I heard a lot of that. But yeah, that the great thing is like there's hours of compilations on YouTube now if you ever want to look that shit up.
Yeah, I never really thought about it. I do like Weird Al, but as far as like comedy albums, he's kind of like the king, but I think I listen to other people's albums more often. Personally.
Well, you mentioned listening to Weird Al on Napster. Problem is, you don't know if that was Weird Al or not. It could have been. If you're listening to What If God Smoked Cannabis, that might not be him.
That wasn't him.
It was Kazaa that was more the issue with that. Napster was relatively reliable. Kazaa was the Wild West.
Where they would just mislabel
shit. Yeah, they would just label shit. That was a nightmare. Every band put out Teenage Dirtbag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I saw that. Do you remember that song by the New Radicals? Like,
How'd it go?
Yeah.
I heard that they're going to perform that. They're coming out of retirement to perform that at the inauguration.
Oh.
How does that go?
Johnny. Let's talk about the inauguration. Johnny gave me some news yesterday. He out of nowhere, he goes, yo, Joe Biden just dropped his inauguration mixtape.
Whoa.
And MF Doom is on it.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck are I heard you of that too. About? Didn't they not let him in the country for a while?
MF Doom? I mean, he's dead, but.
He's dead now.
Well, I know he's dead, but. Yeah, like they wouldn't let him back in over the years. I don't know.
Wow.
Yo, so.
He has a mixed.
So was the New Radicals on that?
I don't know. I think I have no idea, but Biden? I know that I saw a headline, New Radicals performing that song, Get What You Give. I don't fucking remember.
Johnny
what
said get this what to you me, give. And I was like, what is the Joe Biden inauguration mixtape? Is this what Joe Biden like listens to get hyped before he's inaugurated?
During the speeches, mute that and put the mixtape on is what they want you to do.
Because he doesn't do any like vocalization on these beats, so how's it his mixtape?
All joking aside, and we will resume joking, this thing was announced, but I don't know what the context for this is. Where is this music being played? I don't know. What's the point of it? I don't know.
Maybe like before the inauguration when people are just like gathered, although I don't think that's going
to
happen.
Nobody's allowed to gather.
Yeah, well.
It's all like.
Maybe while you're in like the virtual waiting room to watch it, they're playing this.
You know what I would love?
Mixtape.
Play that playlist, but I want a live stream. I want to see Joe Biden listening to it.
Yeah, that's what I. That's what I was going to ask. Does Joe Biden have a dat piff or what? What's going on?
Until I see Joe Biden listening to this music, I don't fucking believe it. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Does he listen to this? I don't buy it.
I want him on inauguration to walk up to the podium with AirPods on, just like, sorry, what? Oh, Yeah, you guys got to listen to that here. I'll send it to you guys. And he texts every American. He uses the presidential alert to send him a Spotify link or whatever.
Is there any way to pull up what some of those songs are?
Look it up.
Pull that up.
Hey, I got some plugs to do. Let me do them, and you could look it up while I do them. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Awesome. Let's do that. Okay, guys, Johnny's going to look up this presidential mixtape. We're so excited.
You got to know.
It's going to be off the chain. He's going to look up that SoundCloud right now. But in the meantime, I want to tell you about our wonderful sponsor tonight. That's right. A lot of people are asking, you know, you got this sponsor lined up for the new year. I like what they're all about. Are they coming back? Oh, they're coming more than once. That's right.
Ooh.
Tenga, our sponsor, Tenga. They are back. You too can get a wonderful, pleasurable item from them.
You can.
Adults only, kids, if you're watching this, you shouldn't have watched this.
Can I say something about Tenga?
Yes.
And I know my comments are sometimes controversial. I'll try to keep this.
Oh, careful.
PC. We were contacted by the Tenga Corporation, by the higher-ups, Mr. Tenga himself. And he was very pleased.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. All the way over in the land of the rising sun.
Yeah.
They now know the name Mega 64. In the Tenga factory, they know the name Mega 64.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the Tenga corporate rooms, they know the name Mega 64.
Yes.
And it's because of you at home.
Yeah.
Y'all been going ham on that Tenga link. They are very happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to double down on the Tenga promotion. And I just want to say thank you to everybody out there for supporting us.
But here's the thing.
For supporting Tenga. And for supporting yourself.
Yeah. Yes. If they're happy, we're happy. And I know you're happy.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wins.
Who loses? Literally no one. Win.
But they really did reach out to us after Christmas and say, hey, even though the sponsorship had ended for, you know, for a time because we were off for however long, people kept ordering. So,
oh, yeah. And in the halls of Tenga, in between the squishing and the sloshing of the testing areas, the name Mega 64 echoes.
Yeah.
Mega 64. Another Mega
64. I will not rest until there is a Mega 64 Tenga product somewhere. I don't know what it will be.
I think that's in the cards.
I think we could do it. I think if you guys keep clicking that link and buying stuff, I think we could do it.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So be sure to do that. We have a special link. Click that. If you're watching this on YouTube, it's in the info, but click that link, order away there. And thank you for supporting the show, both you, the audience, and Tenga. We couldn't have done it without you. Get yourself a pleasurable, wonderful adult item for yourself, and you will thank yourself.
Yeah.
And
get the disposable ones.
Yeah. I crack a new egg. There's nothing like the feel of a fresh cracked egg.
Get the 6-pack of disposables and get 3 of them. Get 3 packs.
Stock up. Winter is coming.
It is.
Well, at some point. Mm-hmm. So thank you to them. And then I want to let you know about shop.mega64.com. Another great, you know what? I'm willing to say tonight, the second best online marketplace next to Tenga. But just as pleasant because we've got great apparel, great content in the form of Blu-rays, in the form of you name it, it's on there. And we've got a lot of good stuff. This Friday we put up for pre-order, it's still up right now, a brand new sweatshirt. We got the Mega 64X Kinico sweatshirt and the track dad hat. Those are two of the hottest items. They're flying. The pre-orders are still up for now. I don't know when they're going to come down. A little later this week. Watch our Twitter and we'll let you know. But those are up right now. We also got a 64-hour special. This is just some overstock from a previous printing. But we have the Feel the Power shirt.
Love this.
That was a 64-hour special last year at some point. We had some overstock from then. So this is first come, first serve. Whenever they're gone, we'll just take them down.
Get it while you can.
So get those heads up on the store now. Those
somehow didn't sell out. You're going to need to be wearing something while you're enjoying your Tenga.
Exactly.
Probably going to be the Field Power shirt.
And that's machine washable.
Or maybe you need something to wipe off with when you're done.
Throw rag.
That could be the Field Power.
Hey, it doesn't matter to me.
It's a good deal.
Derek, they call that they call it a catch rag.
That's what they call it.
I bought what I...
What?
At the Tenacious D concert back when in high school.
Yeah.
They sold the official Tenacious D cum rag, and it had like unicorns and rainbows on it, and it said that, official Tenacious D cum rag. And I thought it was so fucking funny, I bought it.
and then put up my wall. And my dad was like, "Jesus, Sean, I don't know what you're doing here." It's like he did not like it. He didn't think it was funny. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah,
you didn't use it. You put it on.
No,
the wall.
I didn't use it. No, it was a decoration.
I missed that, Sean.
Yeah,
he's need that guy back.
He was.
He doesn't need to be, you know, here all the time, but maybe 20% of the time we get that Sean back.
I'll see what I see. If I can go find him. I don't know though. He may be long dead.
He could be. He could be gone forever.
I'll try.
Damn.
Well, Johnny, what do you think? Do we have the mixtape results? Do you need a little more time?
I found the Spotify of it.
That works.
What are some songs on there? I just want to know what Joe Biden
just
bumps.
Like show you, like I bring it to your screen if you want.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Let's do that.
Can you see that?
Well,
got that. Yeah.
Or is that too small?
Okay. I
can
see
it. The Pieces by Average White Band.
Okay. I like that
song. Seems a little on the nose.
Like that song.
I think there's a message there.
Okay. I like.
Pick up the pieces.
We're
talking about America.
Who else we got?
We got Now or Never by Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige. Come Together by The Internet. What?
I don't think the probably would have gone with the Beatles if I was.
Yeah,
all right, scroll down.
Yeah.
We scroll down.
I go the original.
Is it scrolling?
Yeah. Keep going.
There's
keep going.
Bruce Springsteen song on there, but no one likes Bruce Springsteen except for people who live in Jersey.
Run to the Sun by NERD. That's off of In Search Of, and that song is good. That's a good song.
That's a good one.
It's a good album. So shouts out Biden.
Could You Be Loved by Bob Marley and the Wailers? Something about Joe Biden sitting around listening to Could You Be Loved by
Bob
Marley is like,
why not?
Is like kind of depressing to me. just Joe Biden. Could you be loved?
Yeah.
I believe I could. Could me love. Well, children, they love me.
I like Salt-N-Pepa En Vogue. You got the super groups getting together for What a Man.
Oh,
and that's man, that describes man, Joe.
That
again, I feel like there's some
there?
Messaging
on,
going on.
You don't
on
see
there.
That number 15?
Is this official?
This is official.
I got it from a article.
I feel like there are some theatrics here.
And
keep scrolling down.
We're also forgetting that this is the president and vice president playlist.
Of course.
Oh yeah.
I can't forget
mostly
about Kamala.
So maybe she's talking about her man.
Scroll
you know?
Down, please. No, it's not. Not scrolling.
I don't think the cursor is over that window. You're on the wrong screen, Johnny.
There you go.
You're good.
He's broken.
Keep going. Scroll a lot. Right there.
Led Zeppelin. What was that? What was the Led Zeppelin? I couldn't see.
Dude, Let It Happen by Tame Impala. Fuck yeah. Now I'm down with Joe Biden. Let it happen. That bass line is so sick. When that fucking Tame Impala bass line kicks in, Joe Biden starts like humping the air with the fucking finger guns. I can see it, man. Smiling here. I think this playlist is working on it.
He's got Lovely Day, Bill Withers. That's a classic.
Classic song.
He's got Doobie Brothers.
Okay, but again, we're projecting this on Joe Biden. I want to see the video of him actually listening to this.
Yeah.
Curtis
and until
Mayfield.
That happens, this is all bullshit.
I want to see him run up to the podium with the hoodie on, AirPods in, sunglasses on, just like, oh, what? I was on my jog.
Will you scroll down a little bit more? I just want to see what kind of round this
out. I can do it with the mouse.
No, no, he's got it. Okay. Go ahead and scroll down there. No,
move it over, Johnny. Yeah, now scroll.
There you go. All right. So I see.
Make It Hot, Major Lazer.
Yeah. What's My Age Again? Blink-182.
Oh, okay.
That's
78.
Surreal.
old.
I kill everything. I fuck. Gigi Allen, dude.
Whoa. What? That's on here?
Hermaphrodite.
Bite It, You Scum? That's on here?
Who added Hermaphrodite to the bottom of this
list? I didn't know
list?
He listened to Hermaphrodite.
He's got a,
he's got
five different songs by Nun Slaughter.
Oh,
what
my
the
God.
Fuck, dude?
Whoa.
Has everybody scrolled? Has this list been vetted? He's got fucking Nun Slaughter on here.
Yeah.
That's a
all right. Click out of this. I think we've seen enough of this playlist here.
It's like
I got
medley
freaky
at the end.
Or can you close it? Okay,
what's
cool.
My Age Again?
He really has What's My Age Again. you really want to hear that?
That was all on there.
You want us to tell you what your age was? Oh, man.
That was fun.
He forgot.
Hey, speaking of
getting a little loopy.
Getting those numbers high and, you know, the people at Tango are pleased, but we could please. The people here at Mega 64 could be pleased. The people at home could be pleased. I'm going to plug the other podcast that I do with Johnny, Mega64andScene.
Please.
Yeah.
Johnny, out of nowhere, cavalierly, just announced. I don't think he was thinking clearly. He said if this week's episode gets 10,000 views, he'll shave his head.
Now that's
on camera. So the episode is out now. I think it's been out for a day. It's at about 6,000 views. Are you sweating up there?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Johnny.
I think he said that, not thinking it would happen, and... we might have to shave his head.
So you definitely sweat make that a lot happen. Less without all that hair.
Yeah.
Go check out that episode. We're more than halfway there to shaving
it's
Johnny's head.
Number 26, is that correct?
I think so.
Yeah.
Bruce Good Willis. Ep.
So everyone, Jesus, Johnny, you're fucked. That's definitely going to happen.
Well, if everybody watching this show clicks that one, it will definitely happen.
Yep.
So that's exciting.
Wow. Yep. Wow. Nice. Cool, Johnny.
We put out our Evangelion video behind the scenes this week. We talked at great lengths about making the Evangelion video, so I mean there's probably not a lot more to say about that, but just in case you missed that did go out this last week.
There is something that I want to say about it. Mm-hmm. And I do want to talk about really quick your late business, which we talked about a lot.
Can we let it go?
Your late gate?
Sean, your late gate.
I've been a good
sport. I just want to clarify that Garrett was having a very bad week. We did the year late thing, and I knew, and we mentioned this thing, 2 days later, we're going to do the Tony Hawk prank on Garrett, which is why I was at the bottom of the stairwell, because I was like, it went so bad last time. I don't want to be around this time. So that, I mean...
So why'd you do the prank?
It paints the whole picture of
I just wish
what...
I stop bringing it up.
You know, everyone... I got a lot of messages with the Tony Hawk video, where it's like, Sean, it's a fucking prank. You can't, like... Are you okay? Like, you're stressed out way too much, which is true. But in this case, I had reason because Garrett had a full-on meltdown, and I didn't want to be around this next one.
20 minutes.
It was,
I just want to move past
you know what I realized?
This point in my life. I want to pick up the pieces and continue on and not have to be constantly reminded
Garrett
of.
Sorry. Oh, my God, I'm
did
sorry.
Did great. He didn't care that he was late.
Yeah.
He basically said, fuck off.
I was mad because I was mad.
And then we started working.
Yeah, I was mad because I went to the wrong park and unloaded my entire truck.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, well,
I
didn't know that.
You drove there, but
now.
I didn't know you unloaded.
Everything, never said that.
Everything in the. I was so mad. I don't think I even got it out to you guys at that point then. Because I was so upset and so. I was so late too because I got to the park. Late. Unloaded the entire contents of the cabin of the truck and the bed of the truck with all of the costumes.
Oh my God.
Sat it across, and there's nowhere to park at that first park I went to. So I carried it across and loaded it into the grass. And I'm waiting around 10 minutes. Jesus. I'm like checking the Slack. Bad. No one's like asking me where I am. Like, hey guys, I'm at the park. Where are you? And then we got the communication of you're at the wrong place. I loaded it all back in.
Oh, I did not know that.
All across the street, back in.
Now, Sean, knowing that, would you have done that prank? Like,
I don't think we should have. I don't think we should have pranked him then.
Yeah, Sean, you read the room, bro.
Dude, who suggested that?
It's rough.
Ding, 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 it was Kevin.
That's crazy.
Of course, it was Kevin. It's always Kevin.
No, but that was. I didn't know it was to that level. It was just the funniest part of it was truly that you had all the gear and equipment because you went there already. We're laughing and we're debating should we prank Garrett, and then as Derek brings up, you see it in the behind the scenes. What's even better is that we literally can't do anything right now except sit and wait for him to show up so we could prank him. Like, it wasn't like, oh, hey, let's set up for the video and then we'll do something goofy. It was like, nope, we're all going to sit here in a circle until he shows up. I mean, it was like, this is the worst situation. It was bad. But one situation that I realized in, so we put out this behind the scenes video on YouTube and it's about half an hour.
Yeah.
And then there were some extra little bits that just maybe ran a little long or it didn't fit. I put those on our Patreon. So if you want to see some extra behind the scenes footage, there's a little extra on patreon.com/mega64. So check that out.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
Just segments where it was like, okay, I think we've seen enough of this particular thing. We'll save it for that. But, one thing that I noticed wasn't in either But it was just a verbal thing. It was us retelling a story, so we could just do that now. Was, and I think we actually might have mentioned it on our earlier podcast, how the drunk guy that pulled up in a truck.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of touched on it, but we didn't go into really what he said, I don't think. But yeah, basically when we were filming that day, the same day we did the prank on Garrett, the year late situation, we were doing the Unit 1 versus Unit 3 fight, and a dude clearly on something pulled up. Hey, is this Power Rangers? No. Looks like Power Rangers.
It's not.
No, yeah, it's not. You sure? Yep. It looks just like Power Rangers. I mean, he would just kept going and going. It was like, yeah, thanks.
He's hanging out of
his truck.
He's
still like running the truck, parked next to, like right across from us. Like, yeah, anything else? I think this is Power Rangers. He just kept going to the point that we just went, yeah, we're filming Power Rangers. I knew it. And then this guy drove off, and then it was like, huh, what was that all about? And I don't remember if it was Johnny or I think it was Johnny. It was Johnny. Like, that guy's behind the wheel of a truck right now. I was like, I didn't even think
he's
about
drunk driving.
That guy was so out of his mind, and now he's speeding. And we were like, yeah, he's like skidding out of the parking lot. It was like, oh,
past
shit.
The playground.
Oh, no. But he was long gone.
He was long gone. By the time we made that realization.
There's a few times we've gone to the park to film something, yeah. And I come across the middle of your shift day drinker a lot at the park.
Parked
under a tree with their feet up and like open containers in the work truck.
Yeah,
and it's like, yeah, boss doesn't know where we're at. We finished early. We're just kicking back. I see a lot of that hanging out at public parks. But that's, you know, comes with the territory.
Those guys should go be teachers or something. Do something productive.
Go be a substitute teacher.
You know what I realized watching that video is I am way happier being on set. Well, I shouldn't say way happier. I feel like I have a more positive presence in the behind the scenes video than I do on this show.
You are, as a director, very encouraging.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
You're like, in your element.
Well, and that's good.
Even when you fuck up on, like, I say you, I mean me, whenever I fuck up, you break it to me very gently, where it's like, that was good, but try doing it this way. It's like, okay. You know, like, it's always very positive, even though I know, like, I messed that one up. But, you know, very positive. You think you're right.
Yeah, sometimes I look back at clips from this show, and I'm like, ah, man, I'm such a fucking dick. Why do I say this shit, you know? The camera turns on, I start saying fucking shit I don't even mean. What the fuck? But then I watched the behind the scenes of the BTS. I'm like, ah, there's the true me.
I feel like, honestly, like when the cameras are off and we're hanging out, that is more the real
you. Oh, yeah.
That is the more real Derek.
That's good. See, this is not the real me.
Like, there's a little bit of this sprinkled in there, a little bit of flavor, but mostly it's the other one.
Yeah. I feel like we've been doing this show for so long that subconsciously I fall into a role that I developed years ago.
Sure.
As like the angry, edgy character on this show. And then sometimes I get so like, is that how I am in real life? So to see the behind the scenes, and it was refreshing for me. I enjoyed seeing myself in it.
It's like every talent show has the angry British judge. Are you kind of like our Simon Cowell?
I am the Simon Cowell of this show. But then Simon Cowell in real life is so sweet and nice.
Yeah, he's like fucking his friend's wives, getting them pregnant. He's like so nice.
I think Gordon Ramsay too. He's so mean on TV, and then you see him in an interview, he's lovely.
Yeah, watch his interview with Sofia Vergara. He's the nicest fella.
I will look that up when I go home, and I'll try to be like that.
Yeah. We're not telling Derek any.
Warm your heart.
Good.
I think I could be wrong. I'm exactly who I am on the show. I think that.
On this show?
Yeah. I think so. I think. No.
Well, I was gonna say in
you
Ava.
Heard that?
No.
That pick
no.
Up?
Oh God, I hope not in Ava.
you.
I just feel like. Quick little story. I was on another podcast recently that I don't think hasn't come out yet, called Thought Cops. Very nice. I think Derek and Garrett have done it before. But a moment in the show, I'm like, you know, doing the podcast, and hey, Sean, we can kind of hear the bleeding of like your speakers close to the microphone. We can kind of hear them. Like, oh, I'll fix it. And then I go to fix it, and I kick my microphone like clean off of like my desk, and like everything's unplugged, and everything stops working for me.
Oh, I'll fix it.
And I can hear, and I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go to like plug it in, but now the computer won't recognize the mic. And I'm like, oh, no. And I can hear them going, is he gone? Did we lose him? And I'm like, hello? I'm here. Hello? And it's like, I just, in that moment, I'm trying to fix the settings and I can't. And like, I think it lasts like 4 minutes of me like really struggling. I close Discord. I open it back up. I'm trying to get in. And it's like, after it was over, I'm like, okay, I'm back. And I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks. And I'm like out of breath and like sweating and stress. I'm like, I am my own worst enemy. And this is just who I am. I can't help it. This is like, I am that person anywhere I go. So I feel like this is just who I am.
They get you.
Yeah.
I think, to be real, everybody has a on-camera persona, and I don't think it's quite the same as when they're off-camera, and some people, myself included, slip into it unwittingly.
Sure.
And I think that can be said of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
The more you blur the lines. I mean, how often are we like broadcasting or recording something or behind
yeah.
a
camera?
That's true.
And I would kind of like... you know, I kind of like inflate certain parts of myself for on camera, like even, you know, just this or whatever. And I had a lot of difficulty like separating that. Like I would find myself acting a certain, like, you know what I mean?
You've
like,
talked about that before.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a real difficulty with that. Like separating myself from the way I was on camera versus, you know, I'd go somewhere and it's like, why was I acting like that? Like, why was I don't know. I had a real, real issue with that. But
I doubt Sean's at home like cooking the family dinner and he's like spilling the milk and knocking the cheese on the floor and oh no, the grease fire.
No,
and,
but when the cameras are on,
you should
goes into that persona.
Yeah.
You should talk to my wife because I think that is pretty accurate of what I do.
I see you handling it like a champ.
I handle it, sure, but like I'm like kicking things across the living room I don't see, like tripping all over. Yeah, I'm just like a fucking mess.
Eating muffins with maggots in them. In the
yeah,
middle of the
that was so many years ago.
Sucking
that was like,
strawberry
honestly, I mean, it's still gross, but that was like 12 years ago.
How is your sleep eating?
Oh, worse than ever.
Worse than ever?
What?
Yeah.
You eat it unconsciously?
Yeah. And I think...
But you're so skinny. I eat consciously and I'm fucking chubby.
I
so
think
what the fuck?
It's worse than ever.
Yeah, because I'm stressed. I'm so stressed.
Stress and adds so, like, to it, right?
Garrett, I woke up at 3 a.m. last night stressed about what we filmed yesterday. Like,
why?
Because I feel like I was too close to people and I was freaking out. Like,
I kind of had my hands up
on
your chest.
That moment scared me.
You know that scene or that Rolling Stone cover where Janet Jackson had someone hold her breasts?
Yeah. That was us.
That was me and Sean yesterday.
Oh. And I was very, I did not, you know, I was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I could tell being that close to you that I was like, I'm going to breathe really lightly. Like, I'm going
and
to
And you're wearing a mask, I'm wearing a mask, I get
yeah.
it.
But I just knew, I was like, I'm right behind Sean. I don't want Sean to hear me physically breathing down his neck. So I was like, I already know, like, Sean is freaked out. I'm this close to him. I'm touching his skin. And I'm going to breathe real calmly, like I was doing yoga behind you that whole time.
I mean, it was a quick shot. It wasn't that long, but I still was like, I woke up and then I started eating because I was so stressed. And I don't remember. The thing is, I don't remember what I ate. Like, I just know I ate.
I would never guess that out of everyone in this group, Sean was the stress eater. That I never would have seen coming. If someone showed me a shot from the show,
because it sucks. He wakes up. He's trying to make kids lunches, and there's no, you know, fruit snacks and granola bars left.
Yeah.
He's emptied them.
Yeah.
But
the kids,
funny.
Kids got to go get KFC.
Wait, so how do you know you were eating if you were asleep?
Yeah.
I talked about this before. I don't know, maybe you weren't. I have a special trash can that I empty and set up to see what I ate the night before. And so, like, whatever wrappers are in that trash can, I know that was what I did the night before.
What the fuck? Oh, man.
It sounds like you were cursed at some point.
Hey, Derek.
It sounds like you crossed, like, a witch.
You might be right, because I've said this. I've already told the story, and I'm sticking to it. The only time I've ever done that, where I was, like, eating at night and, like, woke up to, like, oh, my God, what? I ate, you know. Well, I was sleepwalking? Like, what was when I stayed over at Sean's? I stayed over at Sean's.
What?
And I ate like a bag of
Andy's
fucking
mints. That story, yeah.
I woke up and I had those wrappers everywhere. It was like the horse head scene in The Godfather. It was like
there's bad energy there.
I don't know. That's my life. Is that moment? Every day.
I think the curse rubbed off on me. Like there was some energy.
He's got like a night dark
eating
cloud.
Energy. Yeah, and that was on me because
I don't know if we ever mentioned this, and I know we talked about this.
Paranormal consumption.
People are probably sick of this story.
New movie.
Sleep eating. But I do remember that, I think it was Eric or Brian, I don't remember which, let's say it's Eric, but I remember I was sharing a room with them for a convention, and they said that they woke up, and I was in the corner like this. You want to zoom out, Kevin?
I was like this.
Golem.
Oh my God,
you're like
precious.
A golem.
And they were like, Sean, go to bed. It's not like I wouldn't stop.
Who did that? Who said this?
Eric.
It was Eric or Brian, one of those I was sharing a room with.
Stop eating. What were you eating?
Stop eating. Go to bed. I'm like, okay. And I did it. But it's like, it looked like I was a little like possum. Like
squirreling away for the winter.
That like kind of really horrifies me.
Yeah.
That really makes me uncomfortable.
Me too. You're telling. It's terrible.
I just think we got to get de-stressed. I'm worried about the buildup of stress. I mean, it's bringing out all the things he normally does. Like the sleep eating
Sean, why are you so stressed?
You don't like
take a tenga home.
Sleep eat those.
Relax.
Edibles.
No one wants to hear about my stress anymore.
Sleep eat those edibles. Yeah.
I purposely hid those far away from my pantry of food.
Why? No,
because I didn't want to eat like a whole bag of them.
Maybe you need to.
Yeah.
Go on a voyage somewhere.
You need shock to the system. It'll kind of reverse your chemistry permanently.
Yeah. Well. Anyways, my stress is boring to people, but it's like next level right now. So,
yikes.
We'll get through it, right?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know, man.
The last thing that I'll say about it is that Emma is in high school taking psychology, and she always gives me flashcards to quiz her on whatever she's taking. And right now she's doing like disorders, and she's like, "Here's the card for anxiety," and she's like, turn over and like, see what the symptoms are. I'm like, is this like, are you trying to tell me something? Or like, because this is literally everything that is me. Like, are you trying to help me? I don't know what this is.
Maybe you have an anxiety disorder.
I probably do.
I should go see a doctor. Let's see.
Couldn't be.
Anxiety flashcard. Flip it over here. Thinks he doesn't look good when shaved, sleep eats.
Sunglasses everywhere.
Hates wearing shoes.
Loves Padres.
My shoes, back to me, last thing. I have been so good, and even this summer now, I wear shoes.
Wow.
I have changed my ways. Hey, you have turned a new foot on that.
Fully.
Yeah.
Fully.
New foot forward.
Because I know that Derek hates it, and I respect my friend, and I think...
Oh, it's not just me.
I know it's not, but I know... But I do it for you.
Okay.
I do it for just you.
Thank you.
Okay. I would have liked if you did it for me, too, but
nah,
I'll take it.
I'm cool with your feet, Sean.
Good.
I like every part.
Well, I think that brings us to the end of this episode.
I had something else I wanted to say.
Okay, final thoughts with Rocco.
No, this isn't a final thought.
Oh, my God.
We're just getting warmed up.
Oh, I brought up going on a voyage, and it just reminded me. Today, there was a news story today about, this was cracking me up. Someone found an old recording that they thought was lost. Back in the day when Stanley Kubrick was working on 2001 A Space Odyssey, he had a lot of different people commission music. He had one composer, I think his name is Alex North, do a complete score. Like there is a full score to that movie, original score, that, you know, okay, while he's working on that, I'll use this temp music. And so for temp music, he used a classical.
Okay.
And then as he kept working on it, it was like, I think I'm going with the classical. Like that seems to fit the theme of the movie. And so this poor dude finished the score and it was like, yeah, I'm not going to use that. That's been released in subsequent years. But there was a news story today that they found a recording of, he commissioned an original song, like a vocal song.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's called 2001 Garden of Personal Mirrors. I think that's the name of the song. And they were like, yeah, we thought this recording was lost. But now we put it out. It's on Apple Music, Spotify, all this stuff. That song is the biggest piece of shit you've ever heard. I want everyone out there, go listen to this song.
What's it called?
It's called 2001
Garden of Personal Mirrors. Okay.
I'll find it.
It is so, it's like a rough demo with a piano, and it is like, you'll think that they pranked you. It is like 2001, 2001, 2001, they'll say. 2001, they'll say. I mean, it is like, this cannot be real. It's like someone looked at the poster and was like, I'm just going to improv a song.
Yeah.
It is like one of the worst songs I've ever
heard. Stanley made the right choice.
Yeah. And there, so all these news stories are like, you know, this is a real incredible find. You know, these musicians thought they lost it. What should we do with it? And it's like, dude, bury it.
Dump it online.
And you think, I think they put it out everywhere. Like, it's got like single artwork and everything. Like, it'll be a big, like, whoa, this is going to be a big new track or whatever. It is, you will die. At least I did. Maybe it's not that funny to other people, but I was dying laughing. 2001, they'll say. 2001. I mean, it is like they're just riffing on the title. They don't, there's nothing about the movie in it. They're just riffing on the title. An Odyssey across space. I mean, it's like a five-year-old came up with it. So anyway, I hope that's not too insulting to the songwriters 50 years ago.
No. They love that review.
I don't know if they're watching.
That was Josh Homme's grandfather who wrote that.
Oh, no.
That was, that's on, is that on Joe Biden's mixtape? No?
He can add
2021, they'll say.
I don't want to keep talking about the Mega 64 routine, but Johnny showed me a video of these guys doing a cover of Metallica that we ripped into. Like, we fucking shit all over it.
Yeah.
And then somebody emailed us like, yo, that's the guitarist from King Crimson and his wife.
Oh, no!
Oops.
They must be old.
They were.
Oh, I bet. Oh, shit.
We were like, who the fuck are these losers? yikes. I take it all back. Anyways, yeah, you never know who wrote that 2001 song. Could be a famous composer.
Yeah, they that could have been like the Killers.
Mike Kaplan and Naomi Gardner.
See, I'm down with the lost music from Sonic the Hedgehog that Michael Jackson did. Like, give me that. That shit rips.
It's so funny because as a kid, I knew it was weird to me because I'd play Sonic 3 and it was like, and I remember thinking like, this is the same kind of sounds you'd hear on a Michael Jackson. I thought that as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, these are the same instrumentations as like a Michael Jackson album. Like, that's really, how are they doing that? And how are they, whatever. And then, yeah, you find out later, homeboy worked on it and took his name off of it. Because he didn't like the sound quality of the Sega Genesis.
The chip.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Chip wasn't good enough.
Can I?
Yeah.
Michael Jackass.
Oh
no, he's gonna see this.
King of poop.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Wait, king of yeah, poop. That's good because you had just had
put it at 1-0. Hey, so one. Simple.
Put them together. Michael Jackass, king of poop.
Dude, that's a wacky packages card right there.
That's a garbage pail kid.
It so is.
Joe Bidet.
Oh, like a French toilet.
They're going to censor us.
What's up with those fucking Frenchies and their stupid toilets?
Oh, no, don't say that. Now we're censoring.
Joe, wait. Paris. Joe. Ugh. Bites it. Bite it.
Yeah, bite Joe.
Biden.
Joe Mama. No.
That's good, though. Joe. Workshop that.
By then.
Joe, by then. I hope. I got nothing. Joe. I got zilch.
Cam.
By then, Camilla will be.
Can my love
hairy ass
handle it? I'm still working on that one.
Yeah, that
camel.
Believe it or not, that one's not finished. Product.
Camel hairy ass.
Still working on. Give me a second. Come back to me.
Camel face hairy ass.
Johnny, for Tuesday, do artwork for all these, like, their Cabbage Patch kids,
you.
Or what are they called?
How dare you say that about my dear Camilla?
Garbage Pail.
So, she's a cop. It's fine.
Fuck you.
Garbage Pail Kids cards. Just do full color artwork for all of them, like their cards.
Don't do this to him. Don't say cards on Johnny.
Can't wait for next week.
Can I say one last thing?
I guess.
One last thing. I want to just let everyone know, if you don't know, this week we put out the last episode of version 2.
It's all
on our Patreon, which was the second season of our original half hour show we did in the early 2000s. So now the whole show is on there, plus version 1, which was the first season. So you could watch 2 full seasons.
Wow.
Of our original show. It's on patreon.com/mega64. They've all been like remastered. They look the best they ever had. And now you can watch all those on there. So I just want to let people know in case you didn't.
Yeah.
There's still going to be more like bonus features coming, but if you join tier 2 or 3, you can watch those, and you could binge. You can binge watch now. Binge? Now there's enough episodes where you could say you could binge watch.
And then
so those
wait
are
for,
on there.
Wait for version 3.
Yeah, version 3 episodes will be on there very soon. So
we've waited for so long. I'm so happy this is all coming to fruition.
That's cool.
People have asked.
I just wanted to let people know about that, and other extra stuff too is on there. But yeah, that's all. I just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah, I think that's the end of the show. The best, like, Camel a Terrorist.
Oh no.
As I come up with.
That's a good one.
I had 2 minutes. That's the best I could do.
You thought about that one. That was locked. That was good.
Cramela hair. Cramela parasite. Cramela.